Christian obedience is the act of submitting to the commands of God. If you have faith in God and believe Christianity is the truth, obedience is the practice of living by faith and obeying the teachings of the Bible.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys, and hi, all you misfits out there.
Hey.
We got a good topic today. We'll be talking about the value and importance of obedience.
How is this a good topic?
It's a good topic because it makes youngins like you behave.
Oh. Are you sure it's not too late to change the topic?
Well, I don't know if it makes you behave, but it should.
Well, children obey your parents.
There you go.
Oh.
That's right.
This might be a good time for all the parents to gather the children to the living room.
Line them up, folks. Line them up.
Might be a good time to call your neighbors and yes. Call your friends.
I'm glad you didn't say spouses. Yeah.
Moving right along.
I'm not going there. I'm not going.
Boy, it's great to be back with you guys.
It
I missed y'all.
Good to be here.
Missed
yes.
It's good to be back. Praise the Lord. It's exciting times.
It
God is.
God
is good. God's been busy.
He has.
He's been doing great things in our life. And so
and all over the place.
Yeah.
I know everybody's seen all the revivals going on. Amen. And glory to God, I'm excited about it.
Seeing fruit and harvest. Praise the Lord. We're in time. So what a great time for the people to be obedient.
That's right.
To the voice of the Lord. And as we get engaged in these end times.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes. Obedience is very important.
It is. It's very important. So I think we've got some good scriptures tonight. And
sure
I think it's going to bring some revelation knowledge and encouragement to people.
Yes.
And are you going to start or am I going to start?
You're starting.
I
told him to run with it and you see what happens.
I talked a little bit about this Sunday morning
on
Isaiah 1 and 19. And this scripture has really been on my heart for the last couple of weeks. And it's started piquing my interest in what it's doing. It's really searching my own personal heart. I'm examining my own life here.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah wrote this in 1 and 19. And he starts out this verse with the big word, if.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's powerful.
That's Isaiah what?
Isaiah 1 and 19.
19, okay.
That is very powerful statement. It's a promise of God.
It is.
He said, if you are willing and you're obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but.
Yeah, but. Now, that's another big word.
But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Yeah.
So God is give us some words of wisdom here.
Right.
To be a people of, here's what we really say, that obedience is of great value and
yes.
It's very utmost important. But here's the deal. What I'm finding in my own life is sometimes I'm obedient but not willing.
Right.
As I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in somebody else's life, they might be willing but not being obedient.
Right.
So it's kind of who the person is here. To me, it may work either or, but they go hand in hand.
They do.
You know, it's kind of like, well, I'll mow the yard, but I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm not happy about it.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, I may go over here and do this, but I don't like it, Lord. I'll do it, but I ain't going to like it.
Right.
And so this is something that's been stirring in my heart. So this subject of obedience tonight, I think it's a great theme throughout the whole Word of God.
Yes.
It's part of who God is, and, you know, and so we can look at this. It's just simply doing, just do what God wants.
Right, right.
You know?
I know.
As His children, we talk about that.
But sometimes we want to change how we view what God wants.
Yes.
And, yeah.
We want God to do it our way.
Yes.
And so, but it doesn't happen that way,
no.
And it's not going to work that, because God said, if you be willing and obedient, so we've got to do both.
Yes.
We've got to have an obedient spirit. We've got to have a willing spirit.
Mm-hmm.
A willing spirit, because He said, if you do, I'm going to reward you.
Right.
Big time.
Right.
You're going to eat the good. You're going to eat the best. I promise you, I'm going to reward you for your willingness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reward you for your obedience.
Well, you know, and if you have a true change in your life, when you have Christ in your life, you're going to want to do those things. You have a desire to do those things. You know, when we're rebellious about it and we, you know, are stubborn or however you want to say it,
right,
then he knows that. He knows we're not doing it with a happy heart, you know? So it's going to be harder, I think.
Yeah. I think with the Holy Spirit kind of nudging us and mm-hmm. kind of pushing us back in line and bringing, so okay, if you're obedient, remember, God's going to bless you.
Yes.
You're going to eat the good air.
Yes.
So that's what we got. That's what I've been working on here, is just saying, Lord, I want to be obedient and I want to be willing.
Yes.
You know, I want that compassionate heart to do this, to glorify you.
Right.
You know, because flesh and the battle, there's a battle going on with your mind and battle going on with your spirit and the flesh all the time.
Yeah.
So
to be in the perfect will of God, you have to be obedient.
Yes.
And so I always want to be in the perfect will of God. Yes. But, you know, sometimes, you know, our flesh rises up and it makes it hard. But, you know, you can overcome that.
That it does. So, you know, so when you look at Jonah, when you talk about the obedience and willing side of it, like Jonah comes
stubborn,
to my mind.
Yes.
You know, in the book of Jonah, the first chapter, verse 3, says, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God told him to go down to Nineveh. Their wickedness is greater. And God was going to send his prophet, Jonah, to go down into the city. But said Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord.
He was hiding.
He was being rebellious here, had rebellion on. But the Lord sent, here we go again, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken up. So there was saying, all right, Jonah, I'm trying to keep you on track.
Yes, I'm going to get your attention.
I'm going to get your attention.
Yes, yes.
Just stay on track with me here. And so we read on, just kind of skip on down to verse 5 says, and the mariners were afraid and cried, every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship in the sea to lighten it. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So Jonah needed to be woken up.
Yes.
Here. So when you look on over, we know the story. God prepared a great fish and swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Yes.
I want to be obedient, and I want to be willing, because I don't want to wind up in the belly of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
But if we rebel, God has a way of getting our attention.
He does.
And that's a rough way to have a rude awakening here.
Well, and you know, I wonder if Jonah asked God, you know, use me, Lord. Why don't you ever use me? You know, it doesn't say that. So I always say, Lord, use me. You know, what? Give me all the gifts. You know, all the things.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Jonah didn't ask for to be used and then got scared.
Could be.
Yeah.
You know, Isaiah said, Lord, here am I, send me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a willing, obedient
right
there. So we look in chapter 2.
Yes.
And it says, and Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly, and the Lord and said, I cry by reason of my affliction. And the Lord said, and he heard me out of the belly, and of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All the billows and thy waves passed over. There was a lot going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I look again toward the holy temple. There was a change of heart taking place.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes.
Yet I will look again. That's just like Samson's hair, when his hair began to grow again.
Yes.
If we walked in obedience or disobedience, we can come back again.
Oh, yes,
there's that returning point, their place of return. And the waters compassed me about, even the soul, the depth closed round about me. The weeds were wrapped around my head, and I went to the very bottom of the mountain. And the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from the corruption. Oh, Lord, my God. Aren't you glad for God's grace?
Yes, amen.
You know, God knows that we're human. God knows that we're stubborn. God knows we're rebellious at times. But God never gives up on us. He never gave up on Jonah. He had a point. You know, the Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance.
Yes.
God knows what he's getting when he got us.
Yeah.
He knows our flaws. He knows our hang-ups. He knows our mishaps about us. But here was the grace of God. yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yes.
That he wants to help us continue. He said, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
Ooh, that, yeah. Glory.
How many, you know, how many times you've been in a bind? That's the first, you're like, Lord Jesus, I need help right now.
Right now.
You know.
There it came. Verse 9 says, but I will sacrifice under the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah, let me out of here and I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll go.
So you're restored here. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah unto the dry land. Wow.
Yeah.
What an exit.
Yeah.
What an exit.
That's deep.
But we find here in 3, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, watch this, arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.
Yes. Go do what I told you to do.
Then verse 3 says, so Jonah arose this time in obedience with a willing heart.
Yes.
And he went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey, and Jonah began to enter the city in a day's journey.
Yeah, he was hooking it.
He couldn't wait to get there this time.
So
there's going to be times in our life where God is going to correct us.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to discipline us. It's just simply doing, just do what God wants first time.
Right.
But we're
so hard-headed.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, we're going to do it. What that guy wrote a song. I'm going to do it my way, you know.
And so there we find, you know, my prayers tonight in our audience prayers, God, give us that willing heart.
Right.
Give us an obedient heart that senses you. The old song we sing a lot of times is just trust and obey.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the Lord he's going to provide. Trust the Lord he's going to strengthen us and keep us through that. And so anyway, it's, failing, you know, if you look in Genesis 3:14-19, just in a nutshell, we see that failing to obey is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dangers of it, is we sin against God.
We do.
If we're not obeying, you know, if you look in 1 Samuel 15:9, it says that selective obedience is really disobedience.
It is.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to have complete obedience, or are we going to have a partial or selective obedience?
Well, and you know, the only way for you to know that is to read his word.
Yes.
How are you going to know if you're in line with what you're supposed to do?
So that's the will.
Yes.
That's why it's called the Old Testament.
Yes.
A New Testament, we can say it's the old will or the new will.
Right.
It's the will of God.
Right.
This is the will of God concerning us.
Exactly.
And that's what we've got to be obedient to. You know, if you look in Matthew 6:24, you cannot serve two masters.
Right.
Either you're going to love one, hate the other. So therefore, you cannot obey two masters.
No, you cannot.
I mean, either you're going to serve man, or you're going to serve God, or you're going to serve the world, or serve God.
Well, you know, in 1 Samuel 15... probably if we start in verse 3, the Lord told, well, let me start in 2. It says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Now listen, that you don't get any more specific.
No, that's
instruction.
That's spot on.
Yes, there was no. I mean, where do you think he meant the baby? Well, yes, it says that right there.
Infants.
Yes.
It says infants.
So Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telem, 200,000 footmen, 10,000 men of Judah. He got everybody. He brought everybody, right? And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the, you know, he went in there and he caused a war. You know, he started killing everybody, right? Which is what he was supposed to do. But, you know, he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people, I'm in 9, verse 9, but Paul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good. and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Now listen, we just read in 3 exactly what they were supposed to do. You know, that's like telling your kid, go get in the shower, get your hair wet, put the soap in, wash it, rinse it out, do it again, and then get out and dry yourself off. I mean, those are very specific instructions.
Black and white.
Exactly. And that is exactly what the Lord did. And then in 9, they did the opposite.
Yep. That would be the selective.
Yes.
He just brought what he wanted to do, what he thought. He brought his own opinion in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because he wanted to please people.
Yes.
And he wanted to showboat, for lack of another word.
There you go.
But in verse 11, it says, "It repenteth me that I have," this is what the Lord, if we go to 10, it says, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night." You know, because he knew what was going to happen.
Right.
You know, disobedience, you know, there's always there's going to be a recompense. There's going to be, if you're disobedient, there's going to be a punishment.
There is.
And so then, you know, if we jump down into verse 22 or 21, sorry, we'll start 21. It says, "But the people took up of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God."
Stop right there. For things which should have.
Yes, been.
Which should have. So they knew.
Yes. Utterly destroyed. Not partially, don't, you know.
Right.
He said over there, he said, and don't save the best.
Yeah.
I mean,
all of it.
Yes. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken," or to hear, "than the fat of rams."
Yes.
"For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king."
Yes.
So his disobedience caused him to lose. He lost out.
Yeah. Look at what he compares it to. Rebellion.
Oh, yes.
It's witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's as bad as witchcraft. Yeah. That's strong meat.
Yeah. Well, I always think of it as, if you're not for God, you're against him.
Sure.
So who's
sure.
against God more than Satan?
You know, when we're obedient, you know, we can't be compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Our obedience. No. And his was.
Right.
You know, when Samuel walked up and he says, "What do I hear, these bleating sheep?"
Right.
When God said, "Kill them all," he said, "How come I'm still hearing this?"
Exactly.
Well, he wasn't fully, completely obedient.
No.
He was selective, and it cost him the kingship, cost him the throne.
Yes.
And he compares the rebellion as witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. He tells us to flee that.
Right.
Flee idolatry. Flee that stuff.
Well, and you know what I find interesting in 24 when he says, "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Why would you fear the people more than God? I mean, look what they already had. If going backwards from Samuel to Genesis, look at in Exodus, look at everything that God had showed his people.
Well, he was trying to be a people pleaser.
He was, and that'll get you in trouble sometimes.
That being a people pleaser is not fully obeying God.
Right.
You know, just like Jonah had a message for Jonah, or had a message for Nineveh, and he didn't want to go preach
it. No, he didn't.
He was not willing. He was not obedient.
Well, he was afraid.
He was afraid.
Yeah.
Fear can stop you in your tracks of being obedient.
But you know what perfect peace does? Casteth out fear.
It does. There you go.
You got to be in the will of God, people.
You know, I think
misfits.
There's a scripture I like to look at, and you can just hold your spot there, Mary.
Uh huh.
But it's when I found out was one in Psalms 119, and verse 67 says, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, But now, after I've been disciplined, have I kept thy word?
Right. Yeah, now after I got my hand slapped, now I'll listen. But, you know, we're like toddlers.
Yes.
Don't put that in your mouth. Don't put get your hands down. You know, don't touch that. It's hot, you know. And he tries, God tries to lead us beside the still waters, but we tend to jump in the rapids sometimes.
And we've got to be disciplined.
Yes.
You know, and that's God's love.
Yes.
You know, when God disciplines, that's because he loves us. And if we'll be obedient, he's not going to lead us astray.
Right.
He's not going to lead us the wrong direction, but he's going to lead us where he needs to be.
It's the same way with parents and children.
Yes.
You know, you discipline your children, that shows that you love them. When you don't and they just, you know, do whatever, that means you don't care.
Right.
You know, you have to show them how to behave. And that's exactly what God is trying to do in this word, is to teach us how to behave and how he wants his children to do.
God has a way of strengthening us.
Yes, he does.
And providing for us.
Right. Jesus himself was obedient unto death. And you know how frightening that was for him. You know, so if he can do that, surely we can do these little things, you know. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, 1 Peter 1:14 says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. So you can't use ignorance anymore because now you know better.
Yeah.
So
there's a scripture in Numbers 2 and 34 says, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, and because of that, so they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward everyone after their families according to the house of their fathers. What he was saying with there was, when we do what we're supposed to be doing, we're going to accomplish more.
Right, absolutely.
And disobedience will bring failure, but obedience will cause us to accomplish more, greater things.
Yes,
it
will.
Greater things for the kingdom.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Well, you know, because they didn't always do according to what God said.
No.
I mean, many times they changed it, flipped the script. But, yeah, I mean, if we, Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You know, he wants to give you these good things.
The good of the land.
But we, for some reason, just fall short. So many times of being completely obedient, just like they did. Well, I'll just keep this one.
Yeah.
You know, nobody will notice that one.
Mercy.
God misses nothing.
Yes.
He misses nothing. He makes no mistakes, and he misses nothing.
That's right.
And I just want to reiterate that. He makes no mistakes.
Right.
So everything that he has done and he has set forth, that's what we need to follow.
Right. Well, Psalms 102 says, serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
When we got gladness in our heart, it will help us to serve the Lord and be more obedient.
Oh, yeah.
When we learn to serve the Lord, servants, you know, because Romans 1:1, Romans 1:3 says we cannot be a servant without obedience.
No, we can't.
But here it says we can serve the Lord with gladness.
Right.
So that'll help us, you know, with gladness in our heart to be able to be willing and obedient.
Right.
So I think these are great examples tonight of Samuel and or Saul rather being disobedient and Jonah being disobedient.
Yes.
But
there's so many more.
Oh my Lord, yes.
So many more.
We just want that willingness, a willingness to obey, and Psalms 51, very familiar text. A lot of people where David is sharing what God had done for him with his mistake with Bathsheba.
Mm-hmm.
But David, if you look down those last words of Scripture, David wanted to obey.
Right.
He realized he was disobedient.
Yes.
But he came back around, just like Jonah did.
Yes.
He came back around, and now he had a desire to obey.
Yes.
And I think that's where we are in our personal lives is, you know, once we realize that what we're doing is not working.
Right.
When we're walking against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
But if we'll have a desire, say, Lord, I want to be obedient.
You know, and we want to be careful not to become stiff-necked and be like, you know, this, we're going to do it this way every time. It's going to be just like the, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, when he sweeps in like a rushing, bitey wind, you know, things change.
It does.
But that's God stirring it up. You know right. what I mean? That's, yeah. That's not man.
That is. That is. And so we want to be serve the Lord with obedience and desire to serve obediently to Him.
Yes.
And anyway, let's just have prayer with our audience tonight
yes.
that people may be struggling with the flesh.
Absolutely.
In this area. So, Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord, for those Jesus. Who are tuning in, those who are listening to this podcast right now, Lord, that, Lord, you will help. You will help us to do that what is right. Lord, you'll help us to follow your voice, follow your voice, follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, Lord, with a desire and a willingness to be obedient, Lord, that we may eat the good of the Lamb. Father, help us tonight, Lord, to accomplish your will and your purpose, Lord, your wonderful, beautiful design for each of our lives. Father, we ask you to forgive us of our disobedience. Yes. Father, forgive us tonight, Lord, for our unwillingness. Lord, we repent of that tonight, God. Lord, and like David tonight, God, give us a heart that says, I want to obey, Lord. I want a heart like Jonah says, Lord, now I'm ready to go, Lord. Now that we've got things right, Lord, I want to go. And Lord, I once was astray, but now, God, after I'm being afflicted, after I'm disciplined, Lord, I want to serve you with yes. gladness. So, Father, we just pray tonight, Lord, you'll bless our people. Yes. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, and I, you know, I just pray, I always pray, Lord, help me be in your will. Show yes. me where you, how you want me to handle everything, you know. And it's not always easy, but you know, my advice is always check with the Lord on things and always, you know, get in there and read the Word.
Amen.
And understand what He wants from us.
Study to show thyself approved.
That's right. That's right. Well, we are sure happy to have all of you guys with us tonight. And we just ask that you would, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.